骄傲而放逐。
So there will not be a pastor or an elder when they come to spiritual, they will unalert to his temptation.
No one is supposed to proud, to be proud.
没有人能够骄傲。
你不可以不提防的。
So they will not be alert.
你一定要常常提防。
We must be alert.
因为当你最亲近神的时候，可能就是魔鬼被许可来试探你。
Because at the time you are most closest to God, maybe at a time Satan will come and tempt you.
希伯来书告诉我们，基督虽然为儿子
，and Hebrew the book he will tell that even though Christ was the Son of God,
还是因为所受的苦难，学习顺从这个完全。
But because of suffering, he learned how to be totally submissive to God and become perfect.
教会不要讲特权。
Do not talk about privilege in the church.
也属灵的人就是愿意用他的权柄，放弃他的权柄，不讲特权而变成属灵的。
He who is more spiritual will renounce his own privilege so they become even more spiritual.
保罗说：“我们有权柄向基法带太太、娶妻子到处传道吗？”
Paul said, "Have I no right, like my friend, to take my wife to preachings?"
在印尼有个传道人
，In Indonesia there was a preacher.
50岁以后
，After 50 years old,
到什么地方，太太一定陪他，照顾他吃的东西，照顾他的健康。
Wherever he go, his wife will follow and take care of him.
为什么我60岁，我决定太太一个月才跟我一次
？And why is that after the age of 60, I decided only my wife will follow me once in a month?
因为我要节省上帝的钱呢。
Because I want to save the money for God.
我不是没有权柄的。
It's not because I have no right.
我做传道做到这把年龄，太太每天陪着我。照顾我的隐私是很应该的。
Of course, I have the right after my preaching for so many years for the wife to follow me and take care of my health.
那这样我不是加重各地教会的负担吗
？In such a way, I'll be burdening the financially to the churches in the places.
不是没有权柄。
It's not that I don't have a right.
一个人的灵性好，就是因为他用权柄放弃权柄才变成属灵的。
But a good spiritual man will be the one who uses his right to renounce his own right.
我不是没有权柄，这个靠着福音养生吗
It's not that I don't have a right to depend my livelihood on the gospel.
但保罗竟然不取外邦人一分钱。
But Paul rather he doesn't take a penny from the Gentile.
保罗放弃权柄，放弃权柄，放弃权柄，是使他成为教会属灵的榜样。
For Paul has forsaken all his rights, so they become the example for the spirituality of the church.
当一个属灵的领袖，一抓住权柄讲特权的时候。就是灵性堕落的开始。
When a spiritual leader begins to talk about right and also teach about right, then that will be the time when they decline in the spirituality.
四年前，我在加拉大一个神学讲座，3800人来参加。
Four years ago, I was having a consultation in Jakarta, having a member of an audience of 4,500 people.
3800人。
I'm sorry, 3,800 people.
一下子就增加800个，700。那我在这个讲座里讲什么话呢？
And what did I say in that consultation?
连上帝的儿子都没有特权。
Even the Son of God do not have that privilege.
为什么苏哈多的孩子有特权？
Why the Son of Suhato have this privilege?
为什么世界的总统皇帝有特权？
Why is that president and emperor of the world have a privilege?
世界的领导人孩子有特权的时候，就是失败的孩子。
When the sons of the leaders have privilege, that's the time when stuff to corrupt.
Sultan Bokia.
Sultan Bokia.
他要很严厉地对付他的弟弟。这是一个政治界的好榜样。
And he wants to prosecute his own brother, and that's a good example in politics.
因为他已经看到苏哈多的情形，他不敢不这么做。
Because he has seen the situation of 苏哈多, that's why he must do such way.
如果他不用公义对待自己最亲信的人
，if he doesn't use righteousness to deal with his own intimate people,
Brunei 的王位不久就完了。
Then the Brunei's throne will be down.
这是圣经的教训。
That's the teaching of the Bible.
上帝的儿子
，and even the Son of God
还要受苦。
He will suffer.
没有特权
No privilege.
经历试探
And go through temptation.
经历试炼
Go through trial.
经历苦难
Go through suffering.
今天教会需要这个道理吗
And today, does the church need this teaching?
你们要醒过来
You must realize.
非常需要这个道理
That we need this teaching very much.
上帝的灵不是永远引导你过舒适康定顺利发财的路线。
The Spirit of God will not forever guide you in blessing prosperity.
上帝的灵会引导你在反面的路程中间受磨练、受试探、受攻击、受痛苦。你要预备心。
He will guide you in a negative way so that you can thrive and strengthen, and you must prepare your heart for this.
第二个例子。
The second example.
当腓力在撒玛利亚传福音的时候
，When Philip was preaching in Samaria，
他成功的不得了。
He was successful。
许多人接受主。
A lot of people accepted Christ。
基督的名被高举起来。
And the name of Christ was being lifted up。
甚至当彼得跟约翰到腓力传过福音的撒玛利亚去的时候
，Even at a time when John and Peter go to the place where Rabbi Philip has preached before，
那些听过福音传福音的人
，Those who have heard the gospel。
他们来到彼得面前
，They come before Peter，
连行邪术的西门也要求受死。
Even the evil doer, the evil spirit doer, this Simon will come to him。
炫目得到彼得使人领受圣灵的恩赐。
And also desiring this kind of power from Peter。
这件事代表什么呢
？What does it mean？
代表福音胜过当地所有邪恶宗教力量的这个得胜。
Within the Bible is victorious over even the magician there。
所以呢？腓力传的福音
，so the places where Philip preached，
有使徒彼得跟约翰来建教会
，and also the apostle Peter and also John came and established
the church， 就收成了
，and they harvest，
因为腓力先撒种的
，because Philip has sown first，
腓力很成功的
，and he was very successful，
那里千千万万人
，thousands of people listen，
领受福音。
And also receive the gospel.
后来变成这个撒玛利亚的教会。
And later become the church of Samaria.
但是圣经说什么呢
？But what did the Bible say?
主的灵就把他提起来。
God's spirit took him away.
上帝把腓力接到旷野里面去。
And took him to the wilderness.
什么意思呢
？What it means?
有一些时候你的侍奉最成功的时候，圣灵就引导你到一个很艰难的地方。
Sometimes when a ministry is most successful, God will take you to a difficult place.
在印尼有一个很大的福音派的神学院毕业典礼前，我讲到。
And there was a very big seminary when the graduation they invited to be speaker.
是德国人办的。
And is established by a German.
我就在那里讲到腓力被圣灵引到离开最成功的地方，传道人有没有这样的心智来顺服上帝
？And asking that whether we as a preacher are prepared now, how that at a time when the most successful in our ministry, God will take us to the wilderness.
讲完以后
，After that，
我就坐了20个钟头的汽车回到加拉。
Then I drove back 20 hours back home.
过了差不多9年以后
，9 years later。
有一个德国的神学家在马尼拉见到我。
One German theologian in Manila he met me。
他说：“唐牧师
，Reverend Tom，
你知道那一次你在印尼讲那一篇道是上帝借着你对我讲话吗
？”Do you know that on that day you preach in this in this place and then God spoke to me through you？
我说我不知道。
I said I didn't know。
那什么意思呢
？What do you mean？
他说我已经祷告了，到底我应当继续在印尼，或者回到德国去
？Because I will pray whether I continue to be in Indonesia or so I go back to Germany。
祷告好几年一直没有果效。
And for many years I pray I cannot get an answer。
听了你那一篇道，我就决定离开我最成功的工厂在印尼，就到德国去从头开始一个福音派的小
学。And after I heard that,
小的神学院
I heard that I left this big the seminary and go back to a very small seminary in Germany.
就这样走了。
And he left.
我才知道神有时候用一个聚会对一些很重要的人讲一句话。
And I now understand that God many times used a very important meeting to speak to important person with just one statement.
我要离开，我很难过。
It's difficult for me to leave.
因为我们事情做得这么大
，because so big a seminary we have，
全国的影响这么大
，and such a great influence the whole nation.
我们的学生已经派到300多个城市布道
，and this graduate is sent to more than 300 cities to preach.
神借着你讲话
，God through you spoke to me.
我知道我应该离开
，I know I should leave.
他回到德国去
，went back to Germany.
开始一个很小的福音派的神学
，and started an evangelical seminary, very small one.
这个人叫做 Dr. Scheinemann.
Dr. Scheinemann.
现在他在德国。
He's now in Germany.
有许多时候呢，我们不能放下我们伟大的成功。
Many times we cannot leave our great success.
我们许多时候我们不肯退休，因为我们的事业太伟大。
We do not want to retreat because our business so big.
我们再大
and bigger and bigger.
如果不是神的引导，你再大两次你就爆炸。
And I tell you, if the guidance of God, the more that you grow, you will explode one day.
我亲眼看见这样的事情很多。
Because I personally have witnessed this kind of thing happening.
你的生意很成功了。
Your business is successful.
再借钱。
And you borrow more money.
再发展。
And expand it.
你就完全倒下。
Later it totally collapsed.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为你用自然力来超越上帝的引导。
Because using a natural law, you want to supersede the guidance of God.
好像别人会倒，我是不会倒。
And as if the other can collapse, but not you.
谁可以相信林少良那有钱人今天这么有一些困难？
Who can understand and live in Saudi who is so rich, they have difficulties.
彭林鹏变变成欠政府债最多的人。
彭林鹏 also owned the money to the government.
这就都是从前叱咤风云不可一世的大才子。
In the past, these are wealthy people.
以后可能就坐监牢很久的人。
Maybe they turn to be in prison.
这个世界算什么？
What is this world?
所以你不要以为顺利成功才是上帝的。
Do not think that in plain sailing and prosperity is the guidance of God.
有时候在你最顺利的时候呢
？Sometimes in the most prosperous time,
神引导你离开。
God will guide you to leave.
我在马浪正道神学院教书25年。
I've been teaching in Malang Seminary for 25 years.
1963年一直到1988年。
In 1963 to 1987。
刚好25年
25 years
教完了我就可以领受这个退休金
And after that I should have my visa retirement fund
神感动我开始归正福音运动
But God asked me to start this reform evangelical movement
我教了25年
I have taught for 25 years
差不多1000个牧师曾经是我的学生
And more than 1000 pastors was my student before
我教的这变成神学院最高位置是董事长
And I became the chairman of the board
神的引导来了
God's guiding came.
我就放下。
So I left my ministry.
故意25年少2个礼拜我就走了。
But it was less two weeks less than 25 years that I left.
这样呢，我就不必拿养老金了。
So that I will not enjoy the retirement fund.
有的人就等到那一天了，怎么这
个
办事就是为那一天
actually,
我就故意等不到2个礼拜我就走了。
But I left 2 days short of the 25 years.
为什么呢
？Why?
我要从零开始证明。我的上帝是信实的
Because I want to start from zero to prove that my God is a faithful God.
开始的时候呢
When I began,
我连董事部的里面的这个任何一个董事的电话都不拿出来。
And I don't even have I don't even take the phone number of one of my any of my directors.
一个旧的人都不用。
And not even the old directors aboard.
一个旧的有钱的人都不好。
And also would not depend on any old friend who are rich.
从零开始
，starting from zero.
我搬到 Jakarta 去。
I moved to Jakarta.
2年没有拿薪水。
And 2 years I never have any salary.
从头靠着主来做一个新工。
Starting from zero, depending on God, I want to start a new ministry.
89年的时候
，In 89,
我们开始建立一个教会。
We want to establish a church.
我宣布出去了。
When I make announcement of that,
有的人来听的。
Some came.
直到今天。
Until today,
我从来没有对一个人说你参加我的教会。离开你的母会，一个都没有。
I never asked a single person to come at the attend my church and leave your mother church.
现在这个教会
，But this church
每个礼拜第一堂是1500人。
Every week the first session of meeting is 1500 people.
每一个礼拜早上7点，我在我自己的教会对1000多人讲道。
So every Sunday in the morning in the 7 a.m. session, I preach to my own church people.
第二堂用中文讲。
The second I preach in Chinese.
300-400人。
About 300-400 people.
以后呢，我就飞到新加坡。
And then I fly to Singapore.
礼拜一到吉隆坡。
And Monday I go to Kuala Lumpur,
到香港
Tuesday to Hong Kong, and Wednesday to Taiwan,
礼拜四回去,
and on Thursday I went back,
礼拜五教书,
and teach on Friday,
礼拜六开会,
and meeting on Saturday,
礼拜天再讲道,
and Saturday I preach,
下午再到新加坡,
and come back to Singapore again.
怪不得我说很难到西部来, 很难到古晋来,
and why did I say it's difficult for me to come to 古晋?
每个礼拜这样做的,
this is my schedule for every week.
这个教会10年了。
After 10 years,
现在有22个分堂。
Now we have 22 branches.
有的还是布道所。
And some are still preaching points.
在德国2个。
And 2 in Germany.
在台湾2个。
2 in Taiwan.
在马来西亚槟城1个。
Malaysia Penang is 1.
澳洲2个。
In Australia 2.
其余的都在另一个城市。
And all others in the Indonesian cities.
我们每一个神学每一个教会就办夜校。
So every of my church would have the night classes
教神学
to teach theology.
现在已经在我们神学夜校上过课的超过3000个人。
And more than 3,000 people attended our night classes.
就是因为当时知道神引导我离开的。
Because I truly know that God blessed me, and that's why I left that teaching post.
不是拿一大把钱离开的。
Not to take a lot of money and then I left.
不是找一些有钱人离开的。
Not to take some rich man with me.
孤孤单单。穷穷苦苦的从零开始
，but alone also in poverty starting from zero。
神是信实的吗
？God is faithful。
是
，yes。
有时候圣灵感动你，你要顺从他。
Sometimes when Holy Spirit touch you, you must obey。
不是感动你到更丰富、更尊贵、更出名的地方。
Not to touch you to the most famous place, the bigger place。
感动你到更困难、更多人反对、更贫穷的地方。
To places with poorer and more difficulty and more people oppose you。
如果我在 我要选的地方做工作。
If I were to choose the place I want to go,
我的经费可以强到一个地步，多得不得了。
Then my this money will become so rich.
如果我到一些困难的地方去
，If I go to places with some difficulties,
我们要带钱去贴。
Then we want to bring money to help them,
包括美国。
Including the U.S.
所以到1995年的时候
，So in 1995,
我深深受感动。
I was so deeply touched.
一定要在美国办一个学院。
That I must establish an institute in the states.
在美国，我一个支持的人都没有。
I don't have 一个 single support in the states.
所以一开始的时候
，So when I started,
我要从印尼带$60,000去开始那个学。
I brought $60,000 to start a seminar.
那美国不是很有钱的国家吗
？Isn't the U.S. very rich?
那不是我的事情。
That's not my concern.
神的引导不是你到最被欢迎的地方去讲道。
Because the guidance of God is not that you go to the place that welcome you the most.
有时候在没有人明白你的。
Some when people
没有人
，Sometimes when people don't understand or support you.
我相信施洗约翰敢在旷野讲道，上帝就千千万万的去听。这个在我身上是可以写出来的。
I believe that John the Baptist dared to preach the wilderness, and many people come to listen to him. I can practice it through the help of God.
The most lonely place in wilderness, but God sent thousands to be His audience.
在最孤单的旷野里面，神把千千万人带到神面前，成为他的听众。
我们两年前在香港开一个大布道会。
2 years ago, we started this evangelical crusade in Hong Kong.
费用要260万港币。
And we got to use 2.6 million Hong Kong dollars.
不接受香港教会的邀请。
So we did not accept the invitation from Hong Kong.
我委托一个书店。
I entrusted a bookstore.
你们召集人祷告，我们要办布道会。
That you call a committee meeting, you pray, we want to have an evangelistic crusade.
你们肯与我们同行，我们一同祷告。
If you are willing to work together with me, we pray together.
后来呢？不是众教会联合。
So later on, it's not the churches that come together.
好像施洗约翰在旷野讲道。
And John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness.
结果钱够了。
So we have sufficient fund.
还剩下几十万港币。
And we have a few
hundred thousands of
money left.
你去带很多钱回去了吗
？So you want to bring more money back to Indonesia?
没有。
No.
那些钱就在香港帮助各教会和其他福音工作。
So you help many of the churches and also organizations in Hong Kong.
上帝是活的。
God is a living God.
上帝是真的。
God is a true God.
上帝是用他慈爱圣洁的眼睛照顾真正顺服他引导的。
God uses His eye of merciness to help and stay on those who are faithful to Him.
我今天敢对你们讲这些话。
Today I dare to preach to you this kind of message.
不是抄书来讲道的。
Not that I copy from book to preach to you.
这就是神学没有人教出来。
Not that being taught in a seminary.
就是神圣灵引导的学校里面。结晶出来的话给你。
That is in the school of the guidance of His Spirit and the crystallized itself teaching.
训练了多少神学的多少博士。
Today a lot of PhD holders in the seminaries.
没有办法把有能力的信息带出来供应教会的。
And they cannot preach the powerful message to meet the need of the church.
神需要一些真正顺服圣灵引导的人做他的工作。
God needs people who truly obey to the guidance of His Spirit to do His ministry.
第二个例子。
And the second example.
菲利。结果呢？当他最成功的时候
，When he was most successful，
神把他带去了
，God brought him
带到旷野
，to the wilderness。
他那边没有事情做
，And he doesn't have anything to do there。
上帝啊，你有没有搞错
？God, you must have done something wrong.
Unemployed here，
我已经失业了。
Nothing to do，
没有什么事情可以做了。
No pulpit，
没有讲坛。
No audience，
没有听众。
No church building，
没有这个教堂。
No membership，
没有这个会员。
No deacons。
没有这个执事
，no coworker，
没有同工
，no support，
没有人支持我。
What are you doing, God？
谁让你做什么
？Why you bring me here？
我想把我带到这里来。
That's guided by your Holy Spirit。
这是圣灵带领吗
？Negative，
这反面。
I don't understand。
我不明白。
Why？
为什么？
为什么？突然间
，suddenly， the gallery comes。
哎，有一匹马。
There's a horse coming，
拉着一部车
，and driving a cart，
他就看了
，and he saw，
哦，原来上帝看我讲道很累了，到我来这里看风景
，and God said I'm so tired in prison talking here to see the scenery，
this is a resort area，
and 这个是休息的地方
，this is my Sabbath day，
这是我安息年，
滴滴叨叨，滴滴叨叨，
哎 ，the gallery come，
这个在上面的人正在读圣经
，the one who is in the cart was reading the Bible，
他如同羊被钱宰宰杀之地。
And he's like a lamb being led to the place to be slain.
他不说凶杀的话。
And also he never.
什么意思呢
？What's the meaning？
他可能一面读一面问。
He read and he asked.
就腓力说，哎，既然读的是以赛亚书，那我刚好 unemployed， 我就帮助他吧。
Philip said that he is reading the book Isaiah and I'm employed, so I want to help him.
中间开布道为几千个人。
So in the past, I will eventually meeting thousands of people coming.
现在变成个人布道也好。
It's a personal evangelism. It's good too.
上期说里面的你明白吗
？When you read, you understand.
我告诉你啊
，I tell you，
这章啊就是在讲耶稣啊。
This passage is talking about Jesus.
后来耶稣为我死了。
Jesus died for me.
他真的吗
？Is it true？
如果这样的，几百年前以赛亚就传到救恩的问题了。
Hundreds of years ago.I say, push up on salvation.
那怎么办呢
？What to do now?
你就要信耶稣嘛。
You must believe in Jesus.
因为几百年前圣经就讲了耶稣要怎样死了。
Because in the past, talk about how Jesus would die.
那我要受洗了。
I want to be baptized.
他现在不是 unemployed 了。
Not that he's unemployed.
他现在变成有一个 member from desert.
然后有一个会友从旷野而出了，
所以再给他受洗了。
And baptized him.
受洗完了以后呢
？And after that.
那么你要不要在这里继续我们在这边一同同工呢
？Do you want to continue to co-work with me?
No.
不要了，
你在这里，我要去。
You'll be here, I'm going.
我是谁，你知道吗
？Do you know who am I?
我是一个国家的太监呐。
I'm a eunuch of a nation.
我要回去，我的王宫需要我的。
I want to go back to my palace because they need me.
他就说，拜拜。
And bye-bye, they say goodbye.
他又 unemployed.
And he get unemployed again.
兄弟啊，你有没有搞错啊
？Is there something wrong you've done, girl?
我一个没事做啊。
I'm nothing to do now.
没费油啊。
And also no.
我怎么办
？Members, what do we do?
上帝做什么事
？You know what God did?
上帝就借助他。到旷野做一件事
，through him that in the wilderness God wanted to do one thing，
因为那个人就把福音带回
，because that person took the gospel back home。
现在的 Ethiopia 又变成整个非洲唯一的基督教国家，就是因为那个。
And become the only Christian nation in Africa that's Ethiopia。
那个上帝，你把我带来这里做什么
？So God, you took me here. What for?
You ask.
Keep quiet, 安静。
What you don't understand doesn't mean no meaning.
你所不了解的并不代表说没有意义。
My will is higher than your will.
我的意念高过你的意念。
My thinking is higher than your thought.
我的道路是高过你的道路。
My way is more superior than your way.
我的旨意也高过你的旨意。
所以马丁路德说
，Martin Luther said,
"There are no whys in the heart of the true believer."
真正的相信人心里面没有问号。
一个真正信上帝的人。
One who truly believes in God,
心里不会问为什么，为什么。
He will not ask why and why.
他会说主啊。
And Lord, he said,
你的引导
your guidance,
虽然我不明白
even though I don't understand,
你是不会做错的。
You will not do something which is wrong.
Negative guidance,
反面的带领。
大家说 negative
反面的带领。
这是第二个例子。
So the second example.
第三个例子。
The third,
保罗到小亚细亚去。
Paul, when they go to Asia Minor,
又传福音的时候
when he was about to preach,
圣灵禁止他
the Holy Spirit stopped him.
后来
later on,
保罗要到比推尼去
he wanted to go to Bithynia,
越过界限的时候
and after he had gone through the boundary,
圣灵不许可他
the Holy Spirit stopped him again.
怎么可能
How is it possible?
圣灵怎么会拦阻人传福音
How would Holy Spirit stop people to preaching?
圣灵怎么会禁止人为他传福音
Then how would Holy Spirit stop people from preaching?
这是圣经不是我的话
I didn't say it's the Bible that's
我如果不念出来呢
If I won't read it
可能你一生就没有听这几段的圣经
Then probably you will not heard this gospel
你自为信耶稣病就好了信耶稣生意就发达了信耶稣子孙很多
Then you say that after you believe in Jesus then you are prosperous you have many children you have good business
今天上帝派我来
Today God sent me here.
特别告诉你
especially to tell you,
negative guidance of Holy Spirit.
神反面的引导。
我们大家一同来看。
We want to read together.
使徒行传。
Acts
第十六章。
Chapter 16.
第六节。
Verse 6.
第七节。
Verse 7.
第六章，请王俊才牧师大声念。
Acts chapter 16, verse 6 and 7.
使徒行传第十六章第六节。
Verse 6. Pastor Ong will read together for us.
大声。好，第七节大家一同念 ，Everybody read 一、二、三。耶稣的灵却什么？不许。
你看见没有 ？The Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to do。
圣灵禁止他们讲道。
The Holy Spirit stopped them from preaching。
耶稣的灵不许可他。
The Spirit of Jesus would not allow them。
怎么有这样的圣经
？How can this such scripture recording？
怎么有这样的道理
？Such a teaching。
你说这个一定错了。
Must be something
wrong。这个一定是共产党的书才讲这样。
Must be a communist book that talk on this。
不准讲道。
Don't preach。
不许过经。
Don't go。
这个公安局男主人家庭教会传道。
And the police station will stop us from preaching。
不是。
No。
耶稣的灵
，The Spirit of Jesus，
禁止保罗在那里讲道。
Wouldn't allow them to preach。
耶稣的灵
，The Spirit of Jesus，
不许他到比对尼去。
Wouldn't allow them to Bethania。
为什么呢
？Why？
你都不知道。
We don't know。
但是 there are no wise in the heart of true believers。
但是真正相信的心里面没有问
道。怎么办呢？
What do you do now?
保罗就顺服了。
And Paul was obedient.
既然圣灵不可以，
Since already stopped me,
我就不讲道。
I wouldn't say.
圣灵不准我去，
Since already forbid me to go,
我就不去。
I wouldn't go.
我告诉你，
I tell you,
我到处讲道。
I go preaching everywhere.
我不必先问是不是上帝的旨意。
I wouldn't have to ask whether God guided or not.
一定是上帝的旨意。
It must be His guide.
一定要讲道。
I must preach.
这道主不许可的时候，我就顺服不讲道。
Until God stopped me, then I would preach.
所以这到今天呢？
Today,
我一点还没有感动在中国讲道。
I've not been touched to preach in China.
我曾经到了温州。
I've been to 温州。
他们杀了十多条猪。
So they have killed more than 10 pigs.
几千个从乡下的人都要喂养他们。
And thousands of people come from villages to feed them.
晚上已经预备了万人的布道会。
They prepare for a meeting of 10,000.
叫我讲道。
Ask me to preach.
我到了。
I was there.
各地人来了。
And people came.
但是呢
，But，
忽然间晚上十一点。
And at 11 p.m.
温州公安部的人。
The policeman from 温州
对温州请我去讲道的人说
，And tell the people who invited me from 温州。
北京说
，Beijing say，
唐崇荣不可以讲道
，Stephen Tong cannot preach。
你们不要违背
，Do not go against it。
因为这个呢是一个高压电线
，Because this is a high voltage wire，
请不要碰
，Don't touch it。
如果碰，
你们 touch it，
不但你们死，我们也死。
No， that you will die， we will die。
我就跪下祷告
，So I kneel down and pray。
主的灵感动我
，The Spirit of God touched me。
这不是你的空谈
，This is not your field。
我就说我不想打
，I say I'm not preaching。
你们不必怕
，You don't be afraid。
我第二天就坐飞机到北京去
，The second day I took a flight to Beijing。
所以我在中国就没有负担讲道
，So I do not have the burden to preach in China now。
其实我可以不可以在中国讲道？可以。
Can I preach in China? Of course I can。
如果我透过三次教会，我就可以讲道。
If through the three staff churches I can preach。
而且三次的很多重要的领袖都曾经透过别人问候我，盼望我进去。
Some of the important leaders of staff churches through people send greeting to me
from staff.
Three staff churches through this staff people contact me wanting to go in。
我没有感动。
I was not touched.
所以家庭教会我也不去讲。
So the home church I wouldn't go.
三次教会我也不去讲。
The three sessions I wouldn't go.
除非神的灵引导。
Unless the Spirit of God touched me.
如果神感动我再到古晋来，我会来，无论你要不要我来。
If God touched my heart to come to 古晋， I will come whether you are willing or not.
你没有资格拦阻我，也没有资格请我。
Because you are not worthy to stop me or invite me.
而主的灵现在还没有感动我到中国，我也不受他们邀请。
And also because the Spirit of God has not touched me until today, so I will not accept that invitation.
因为真正的宝座在天上，不在地上。
Because the true throne is up there in heaven, not on earth.
波兰十年共产党下去。
And when this Russia has a
Poland
has a fell for 10 years.
东德十个月共产党下去。
And Germany in 10 months, the communism collapse.
这个捷克十个礼拜共产党下台。
这个 Slovakia in 10 weeks。
罗马尼亚十天共产党就下台。
Romania in 10 days。
这是近代的事情了。
So this is contemporary happening。
十年变成十个月，变成十个礼拜，变成十天。如果上帝要某一个共产党政府下台，十个钟头已经太多了。
And also 10 years, 10 months, 10 days, 10 weeks. If you God want to overturn the communist country, you can fall out within a few hours.
乔牧师，你要去讲。
You must go and preach. Say.
趁着他们还可以请你去讲。
At a time when they still invite me to go.
如果
invite you go,
一定每一堂几千人听的。
If you want to preach, thousands will come.
比你在印尼讲的半死那样辛苦更容易的。
It's even better than as compared to preaching in Indonesia.
你在美国要叫一千个人的听那么难。
Why it's difficult for the gather 1,000 to say.
如果你肯答应。你在中国几千都可以的。
So if you are willing to go in the China, you can preach thousands.
主啊
，I pray to God.
没有感动。
I'm not
在祷告。
I pray again.
没有感动。
No.
我这一生我就顺不住了。
So I obey God.
所以不去中国，跑到古晋来了。
So I didn't go to China. I come to 古晋，
好不好啊？当然古晋的人说好。
Of course, the 古晋 people say good.
你来到这里，哪里说不好
？Because I come here, that's why I say good.
但我告诉你
，But I tell you，
等神的时间到了
，When the time of God comes，
那很简单
，simple。
如果说
if
有一天
one day
我可以在中国讲道
，I can preach in China，
我也没有特别高兴。
I will not be especially happy.
我谁都没有进去
，because even though I have not been there.
黑龙江到新疆，我的录音带已经在那边传。
From 黑龙江到新疆 ，my tape is now circulating there.
上帝的道
，God's word
是不受捆绑的。
Will not be bound.
大家说，上帝的道不是受捆绑。如果不是上帝的旨意
，if it is not will of God，
多大的场面
？No matter how big the occasion is，
不过是逢场作戏。
If it's only by estate，
如果是上帝的旨意。
If it is the will of God,
单单一个太监
even one eunuch
就可以使一个国家信耶稣
can bring one whole nation to Christ.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
所以你不要埋怨
So not grumble.
为什么你引到我这么困难
God is so difficult.
引到我这么冷，这么孤单
It's so that I'm so alone.
这么没有成就
Without any accomplishment.
在一个大机器里面
In a big machine.
几千公斤的飞轮是很重要的
And the flyway is important.
一个 gram 的小螺丝钉也是很重要。
A small screw of 1 gram is equally important.
不要以出风头当作你的快乐。
Do not boast so that you feel happy.
不要以隐藏的侍奉当作是你的羞辱。
Do not feel that you are being hidden. That's a shame.
神把我放在讲台上，我能做什么
？God put me on a pulpit. What can I do?
我不是在讲台上享受出风头。
I'm not enjoying myself and boasting myself here.
有时候一天的站七八个钟头
Sometimes in a day I got to stand here for 7 or 8 hours
这是很重的工作
It's a very heavy ministry
很累的工作
Very tiring one
这样的身体这样的年龄
This type of age is called physical health
站着七个钟头一天
Have to stand here for 7 or 8 hours a day
谁当得起呢我根本不是爱出头的人
I'm not someone who would boast myself
神把责任交给我去做
But God has given the responsibility to me
有时神就叫你做在房间里面跪下祷告的工作
And maybe God will ask him to pray in a chamber.
你不要觉得那不重要啊。
Do not feel that that's unimportant.
神借助你的祷告
，through your prayer，
鼓励了很多人
，and to encourage many people，
坚固了很多人
，to strengthen many people，
叫撒旦羞愧。
So that Satan put a shame.
前面征战的又复牙。
So the Joshua was fighting in the front line.
在后面祷告的摩西。
And Moses is praying at the back.
在托住摩西手的妇儿亚伦。
And the two who was holding the hand of Moses.
都是神所使用。
They are used by God.
Amen.这是第二样的例子
Second,
第三样的例子
the third,
是连到拦讲到上帝都拦住他
and even to preach in this Bithynia God stopped him
后来我问为什么呢
Later I asked why
我找不到答案
I cannot find it
为什么耶稣的灵禁止保罗讲道
Why is the spirit of Jesus stop more,
讲道也不可以
more from preaching not even allowed to preach
连讲道讲你的道你也不可以
not even allowed to preach God
上帝你到底在做什么
God what are you doing
保罗不这样
既
然主禁止
，since God stopped him，
就顺着。
He was
既然不可以到比推尼
，since he cannot go to Bithynia，
就不去。
He wanna go。
后来我读彼得书信的时候，我找到答案。
Later on when I read the epistle of Peter, I understand。
原来那一带的地区，上帝不是留给保罗讲道用的。
Because that place that God had not reserved it for Paul to preach。
那一带的地区，上帝是留给彼得去讲的。
Well, God has committed that to Peter。
所以我彼得。
I Peter
写信给你们分散各地的
，and also write to those who are in diaspora，
就是在这里、这里、这里、这里
，and list out the names，
在比推尼的
，and even in Bithynia
的基督徒
，the Christian there，
要是那些地方的神给保罗、给彼得留的，不是给保罗
，which means God has given those areas for Peter to preach and Paul。
如果保罗在那边讲
，if Paul were to preach there，
有很大的成功
，and great success，
结果彼得不可能到希腊去讲。
So then, Peter would not go to Greece.
Peter 没有办法对雅典人辩论
And because of this, Peter cannot debate with Athen.
个人的成功成了神国度的亏损
Because your own success become a hindrance of the kingdom of God.
所以圣灵就拦住保罗
And that's why God stopped Paul.
我在那边讲到
Not to preach that.
不许在那边过去
Not to preach that.
为什么呢
Why?
因为圣灵才知道全世界的策略应当怎么样编排
？Because only God will know what is the strategy of gospel throughout the whole world.
不是个人的问题
not the individual.
如果有一个地方不欢迎你，
if there's a place do not welcome you,
你不要难过。
Do not feel sad.
表示神为你预备了别的地方。
Because God has prepared some other places for you.
如果有一个地方的人拦阻你，
so if people start hinder you in certain places,
你要感谢主。
You have to praise God.
表示有别人的工厂，上帝为了预备你不肯去弄。
Meaning that the few has prepared for some others else.
你要这样的明白。
You must understand in such manner.
你就会喜乐。
Then you will feel happy.
有的人讨厌你。
Some people dislike you.
气得要命。
You feel so angry.
天天记得他的面孔。
So you remember his face daily.
结果你很苦，因为你所爱的都忘记，你讨厌都记得了。
You are still suffering because you forget what things you like, but remember things you dislike.
我们越爱的越想，越忘记他什么脸孔。
The more that you like, the more you forget the face, how you look like.
我们讨厌的人不必记，他马上跑出来。
Those whom we dislike will come to our face automatically.
这个叫做没有赏赐的十字架。
That's unrewarded cross that you're bearing.
这个叫做傻瓜的背负重担。
And also the fools are bearing the cross.
人讨厌你不要紧。
People dislike you, never mind.
总有人被讨厌。
Because surely there's
总有人被讨厌
dislike.
我也曾经讨厌过的人，人家讨厌我算什么？这个叫做报应啊。
I dislike others, of course, people dislike me too. That's a retribution.
既然我有人讨厌，一定也有人喜欢的。
Since I'm disliked by some people like me too.
讨厌我的。
Don't dislike me.
不是我应当气他，我应当为他祷告才有代祷的材料。
I don't have to get angry with them. I want to pray for them. There's a material then for you to pray for.
喜欢我的。
Those who like me.
我会被洋洋得意，跟魔鬼留地步。
I will not feel very happy, so that I will make room for Satan.
所以我要提防。
I want to be very careful.
太喜欢我会使我陷入陷阱里。
Because those who like me very much will let me to fall into trap.
当众人都说我好的时候，我是有灾祸，不是有福气。
War upon me if many people say that I'm good.
当别人批评我的时候，我就认为他是上帝末日审判的预先代表。
When people criticize me, I say that he is a representative of God in last age.
我先受他的审判，免得以后受审判。感谢主。
So I'm being judged by him first, so that I won't be judged in the last age.
这个叫做打预防针。
So that's the God in.
所以我打预防针就是重菌。
So immunization that we have.
重菌却不生病。
You have immunization.
却使我可以预防不必病。
So that to prevent me from getting sick.
圣灵反面的引导。
So the negative guidance of Holy Spirit.
都是上帝反面的恩典。
It will be the reverse grace of God.
大家说一二三，圣灵反面的引导，都是上帝反面的恩典。看起来外表很反面。
Outwardly, it looks not like this.
里面隐藏的莫名其妙伟大的恩典。
But indeed, there is an unsurpassing grace.
感谢上
帝。Praise the Lord.
中国人早就明白这个事情。
The Chinese understand this.
所以塞翁失马，焉知非福。
So for the old man, he bothered to lose the heart's blessing.
塞翁失马，焉知非福。再一次。我顺服反面的引导。岂不知预备我更多的福分？
一二三，
我顺服反面的引导，岂不是是预备我领受更大的福分？感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord for that。
有许多时候啊
，many times，
我们的祷告上帝好像不听。
Our prayer as if God's not listening.
好像不听，不等于不听。
As if He's not listening, but He's not equal to He's not listening.
他静静的听。
Quietly, then he listens.
上帝不是说，我听了，我听了，你听见了，我听了，我听了。
God, what I said, I've listened, I heard.
静静的听。
But quietly he heard.
听了以后呢
？After that,
他有他超过你意念道路的旨意。
He has his will that surpasses your will and mind.
感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
1977年
，1977，
我在西部讲道。
I was preaching in 西部。
住在张金初弟兄的家里。
And I stay with my brother Zhang.
每天给我吃补。
And every day I'm being nourished.
所以呢，我很健康的。
So I was very healthy then.
在广场讲道。
I was preaching on the square.
5000个人。
5000。
6000个人。
6000。
7000个人。
7000。
8000个人。
8000。
到第四天的时候。
When it comes to fourth day.
突然变成4000个人。
Suddenly it fell to 4000。
为什么呢
？Why?
下大雨。
It was a heavy rain.
人不能来。
Heavy rain.
来的人。淋雨差不多病了
，and those who come will tremble in the cold.
有的拿雨伞一直走
，some hold umbrella were trembling.
4、5岁的人冷得半死
，and were trembling.
所以当我到会场的时候，看情形不对。
So when I went to the place, I feel something is wrong.
张弟兄在那边流眼泪
，Brother Chan was crying.
上帝什么意思
？God, what is it mean?
我们祷告这么久
，we pray so hard.
为了他的福音
，for your
他帮教会复兴。
And so, so we revive.
他就偏偏给我们一场大雨。
But now we have the rain.
上帝什么意思
？God, what is the meaning?
我听了以后呢
？After that,
我同同情他吗
？Do I sympathize him?
没有反面的引导。
No, it's a negative guidance.
我今天才记得，他说我打他一下。
And now only today he reminded that I slept on his shoulder.
你怎么敢怪上帝
？How would you dare to blame God?
我们要感谢主。
You must praise God.
有太阳没有太阳都有主的美意。
Whether there's sun or no sun, that's the will of God.
那一天我就问了。
And that day I asked,
上帝什么意思啊
？What is the meaning?
怎么下雨啊？
好，
好，我想出一个意思来了。
No, I thought of
me. 上帝要我们录影下来，告诉我们的子孙，我们从前大雨中间还在听到。
God wants us to take it out so that we want to tell our next generation that even in heavy rain, we still continue to listen to His word.
那个时候，我们这些做爸爸的眼泪。就是孩子、孙子变成学习敬畏上帝。
So the tears from the father become a lesson for our next generation to learn.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
第五天。
The fifth day.
没有雨。
No rain.
来了多少人呢
？How many people came?
一万人。
10,000.
我就问。
I ask.
昨天来的举手。
Those who come yesterday, raise your hand.
昨天来生病的举手。
And those who are sick yesterday, raise your hand.
上帝兄弟病的不能来，哪里会举手
？And brothers and those who are so sick, they can't come.
我说四千变成一万。
From 4,000 it jumped to 10,000.
至少3,999再来了。
At least those 3,999 people came again.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers,
上帝有他的美意。
God has His good will.
魔鬼有很多诡计。
Satan have all tricks.
神永远是得胜的。
God forever will be victorious.
我在讲啊，上帝有他的美意。
God has good will.
魔鬼有多少的诡计，上帝还是得胜。一二三，上帝有他的美意。魔鬼多少的诡计，上帝还是得胜。在改教时期
，At the time of Reformation，
一个最伟大的神学家 Johannes Calvin。
Johannes Calvin， John Calvin， one of the greatest reformer。
他呢，把圣经一节一节的讲。讲全本圣经，最后呢启示录没有讲，他就死了。
He expounded the Bible verse by one in all books, but not the book of Revelation because he died before that.
他不像我到处去布道。
He is not like me going to all places to preach.
不去就是不去。
He will not go anywhere.
在日内瓦
，in Geneva，
那个到处的人派来听他讲道。
And people were sent to listen to him.
到处受训练。
And they were trained.
又再回去。
And they go back.
苏格兰他派 John Knox.
Scotland John Locken.
法国人派 Hugh Knox. 法国人的 Hugh Knox.
Hugh Knox.
的领袖来受他训练。
And they came to be trained.
然后再回去。
And they went back.
全欧洲基督教的中心在日内瓦。
So the center of all Europe is in Geneva.
我两次去访问他讲道的礼拜堂。
And two times I went to the church where he preached.
每天在那讲。
Every day, everyone was preaching there.
讲
and was preaching there.
那么呢，他呢是很重要的人。
He's a very important person.
但他讲到有口吃
but he has a stammer.
所以呢，他常常就像那样，所以讲几句就停下来。
Many times he stammer.
所以他祷告主啊
，and he prayed to God.
我要把你的道讲出来，为什么你给我这个 stammer？
And I want to preach a word. How come I have
stammer? 主啊
，God，
上帝不听他的祷告。
God never listened to his prayer.
你是静静听，不给他。
But listening quietly, not that he doesn't give.
那怎么办呢？大家不明白。
Nobody understands.
这样改教最重要的讲义。
Such an important feature of the great reformer.
把上帝的道讲出来就讲。
Want to preach the word of God and he has stammering.
后来慢慢明白了。
Later they understand.
原来是上帝故意这样引导他们。
That God wanted to guide him in such manner.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他的道理太重要了。
Because his preaching is so important.
这道今天全世界许多牧师传道还在看他的注释。
Until today, many of the leaders were still reading his commentary.
我自己也买了他一套的注释。
I also have a whole full set.
因为他的话到今天还有价值。
Because his word until today is still have value.
有人查出他精神的思想是最 consistent 的。
His spirit is most consistent. People check it out.
所以1920年代 ，Will Durden 一个大哲学家说。加文所写 Institute of Christian Religion 是改变人类历史最大的十本书里面的一本。
In 1921, a great theologian said that
philosopher
said that Institute of Christian Religion written by John Calvin is the one that changed the history and one of the most important book in history.
那么他讲到这样怎么办呢
？So what am I going to do when he is stammer?
一直祷告，上帝不听。
And God never listened to his prayer.
后来知道为什么了。
Later we know why.
好在上帝不听。
It was good that God didn't listen to him.
感谢主，上帝不听。
Praise the Lord that God didn't listen to him. Why?
因为他这样重要的人。
Because such an important person.
他讲的每一句要有人把它记录下来。
Every word that he speaks, people must record.
如果他讲太快，就来不及记。
If he were to speak too fast, they would have time to record it down.
那个时候没有录音机呀。
At that time, there's no tape record.
所以上帝就那个就刚刚好。
So with the stamina, it was just right.
每次他讲到差不多完了。那个刚刚好就写完了。
Well, right time for him to finish the sentence.
所以现在教会才有每一句他讲的都存下来。
So the church now has every single statement that he speaks.
大家都感谢主，一二三，
谢谢。
你们吃饭，一二三，感谢主，赞美主，哈利路亚，主啊，我三十六岁了，为什么还没有爱人？上帝反面的引导。
It will be negative pattern of God until 36 years still not
married. 主啊，我已经三个月还没有工作。上帝反面的引导。
And so many months already I'm unemployed.
主啊，我病了很久没有好。
I'm so sick.
上帝反面的引导。
It's negative pattern of God.
很多事情我们不明白。
A lot of things we cannot understand.
但是神没有错。
But God will never go wrong.
感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
也是上帝的引导。感谢上帝。
Praise the Lord.
God is a sovereign God.
神是掌主权的神，
主权的上帝。是绝对的上帝
Absolute God
他给你反面的引导吗
Has he given you negative guidance
哎呀你说唐牧师啊好在你来
He said Reverend Tom it's fortunate you come
不然我这一生要走很多冤枉路一直骂上帝
If not in my whole life I was
a 原来圣经记载
That the Bible recorded
上帝的人也把人带到鬼那边受试探
That God lead people to Satan so that he may be tempted
上帝的人上帝的把一个很成功的带到孤单的地步一事无成
A very successful man God led him to the wilderness
上帝的灵会叫一个最会讲道的人不准讲道的
And God saw someone who preached very well
原来如此
That he has such a reason
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
上帝方面的引导
The negative guidance of God
我讲完了
I finished
我相信这三天你的信心进步很多了有没
有
有没有你们感觉到神借着他的道坚固你的信心吗
that through his word God strengthen us
你感谢上帝
you want to praise God
你感到神与你同在
that God
这些机会主引导你的
that God guides you
请你举手
raise your hand
我们感谢上帝
you want to praise God
那你说我就可以讲完了
have I finished
大家已经在造就了
and you have been built up
先放下来
put it down
最后
finally
要讲正面的引导好不好
and thank all the positive guidance
这个才好这个才好我正面的引导，我不用 case 讲。
I will not preach cases by cases.
我要从原则讲。
And principle I preach.
所以我告诉你，圣灵既然有反面的引导
，since there's negative guidance of the Holy Spirit，
所以一定有正面的引导。
There also be positive guidance.
我要从四方面来谈
，four aspects.
本来这一篇，这个一个另外一篇的
，this message and that message.
但是我要单单提纲这灵来讲。
I want to put in out my form.
正面的引导第一条
，the first，
圣灵引导人的思想。
Holy Spirit guides our thinking.
你说圣经哪里有这样讲
？Where is the record in the Bible?
因为我们灵恩派的牧师说，你不可以太多想，有圣灵感动就不可以想，想的就不是圣灵。
Because the charismatic will say that you don't think too much, because if there's a guidance of God, you cannot think too much.
这种基督教
This kind of Christianity
是麻醉基督徒的基督教。
It's the one that want to fit all people to us.
因为圣经的原则不是这样。
Because that's not the principle of the Bible.
圣经哪里有说圣灵充满人就没有头脑？
When would the Bible say that the Holy Spirit fills you, then that will you will not think properly?
圣经哪里有说上帝只有充满那些不用思想的人
？And where does the Bible say that God, the Holy Spirit will fill only those who never use their thinking?
那么这些越聪明越精明的人，一定是反对上帝的。
And of course, those who are filled and be more intelligent, of course, they go against God. You say
圣经从来没有这样教导。
The Bible never teaches such men.
那圣经怎么讲的
？How the Bible teach?
善以理
Daniel
被灵所充满。
He was filled by the Spirit.
但是精明。
And he was very good in management.
但是敬忠
And also very faithful.
充满智慧
And filled with wisdom.
你明白吗
Do you understand?
所以圣灵是给人智慧，使人思想精明，使人办事充满属灵的知识，有能力成为众人办事的见证榜样。
The Holy Spirit fills us so that we have the wisdom. We are sharp in terms of intelligence, good in our management.
照样又是。
And Joseph,
就是在法老的王宫里面
，and in the Pharaoh's palace，
办事精明
，he was very wise，
做事非常有智慧
，and with wisdom that he did his work，
众人就看出有上帝的灵在他身上
，and all people see that the spirit of God upon him。
但以利是考第一名的
，Daniel came for first in the exam。
台湾有一个人说，我故意考不及格，免得夺取上帝的荣耀。
And there was someone in Taiwan who said, "I don't want to come first so that I will not snatch away the glory of God."
因为我考得太好，就变成荣耀自己。
Because I'm too good, then I glorify myself.
我说哦，如果你考太好，你就会荣耀自己。
I said that if you glory, if you have too good, you exempt your glory yourself.
如果你是这种人，怪不得上帝就给你一直笨就好了。
Rather than God let you be foolish.
你要考到最好又荣耀上帝，那才有价值。
You must come out first and then glorify God, and then that has value.
考不及格说我要荣耀上帝，人家说当然你要荣耀上帝，因为你考不及格。
And when you fail, you say you want to glorify God. Of course, you fail, you say you want to glorify God.
跟他看到你意思。
So I check the book.
那你考第几名
？Which place did come up？
考第一名 ，first。那为什么但以理被上帝的灵充满是考第一名，你是考最后
？Why is it Dennis being filled with the Spirit and came up first and you are the last？
新加坡还有一个人考不及格。
In Singapore, there's one who failed the
exam. 不能毕业。
And couldn't graduate.
后来说唐牧师，我就决定不毕业了。
And at Reverend Dong, I decided not to venture.
我要放下这世界。
Because I want to renounce the world.
撇弃世界。
And also forsake the world.
专心跟随主。
And to follow God faithfully.
我用逻辑写一封信，讲一句话，他吓了一跳。
And I use logic to tell one statement.
我说你没有资格放弃，不是你的东西。
I say that you do not have, you are not worthy to renounce something that do not belong to you.
如果你已经拿到了，你再丢掉才叫做你放弃。你考不及格说你放弃，你羞辱主人。
If you don't have, then you forsake it. Then you can say that I forsake what I have. But if you don't, you are putting God's name to shame.
他回信了，那我怎么办呢
？Then you say what I'm going to do?
你不要懒惰，给我好好读，考到及格，然后你再放下你已经拿到的。你才叫做舍己跟随。
Do not be lazy, study hard and get graduated. Then you renounce it, and then you can say that I forsake it for the Lord's sake.
宋尚杰博士是拿到金六十才丢掉，不是考不及格说我不要了，我不要世界。
Dr. Johnson, after he got it, then he threw it away, not that he doesn't have it.
今天的很多半神经病的基督徒做教会领袖，你知道吗
？And today, a lot of people who are half mentally wrong, they are become the leader of church.
所以就带领了神志不清的一大批人走那些不负责任的运动。
And so leading the whole crowd in a way that's not that's very irresponsible.
当这些人分分明明的，这些领袖说我是使徒，大家就把他当作上帝一样看待，你们是上当的。
So when these people are being fooled, they say that they're apostles.
我不是这样。
I'm not such.
我照圣经的原则告诉你。
But according to the principle of the Bible, I understand.
上帝的道。
God's word.
打开我们的眼睛。
You enlighten our mind.
使我们头脑清醒。
So that our mind clear.
与人通达。
So the righteous men are being clear and intelligent. So the wisdom men, wise men become more intelligent. Because God's spirit will not kill our this rationality.
The spirit of God doesn't kill our intellect.
神的这个灵不是要来抹杀我们的这个理性。
The spirit of God enlighten us.
乃是要光照我们的理性。
Normalize.Our reasoning function
那是正常化我们的理性功能
and sharpen our rationality
必须使我们的理性更加精明
A true Christian should be a very rational Christian
真正的基督徒应该是很有理性
Yet we are not rationalists
但是我们不是理性主义者
The difference between the rational and rationalist
那些理性的和这个理性主义者之间的分别
is so qualitatively different
乃是与这个质的差别
Rationalist
那些理性主义者
They absolutize their rationality
他把自己的理性决定化
Rationalist
那些理性主义者
They worship their reasoning as God
他们把理性当作神来膜拜
They absolutize their intellectuality
把自己的理性把它决定化
To replace God
来取代神
We must not be rationalist
我们不应该成为理性主义者
But a Christian should be rational
但是基督徒应该是理性的
Means to use our reasoning power to the maxSimple possibility.
乃是我们理性能够把它这个精量的发挥
Yet all together with our achievement, surrender before the sovereignty of God in order to glorify.
然后把这些成就带到神面前来荣耀神。
所以 we must be rational.
我们要有理性。
But we are not rationalists.
但是不是理性主义者。
I hope you understand this.
希望你明白。
So Holy Spirit never kills the function of His created.Reasoning.
所以圣灵从来没有抹杀他被我们这个被造的理性。
Holy Spirit illuminates our reasoning power.
是光照我们的理性。
Holy Spirit enables our reasoning power.
来使我们理性能够操作。
Holy Spirit normalizes our rational direction.
正常化我们理性的方向。
Holy Spirit gives us a stimulation and direct our orientation and our direction into the right path of God.
使我们生命方向按照他的启迪带领，能够走到神的方向里面。
Holy Spirit conquer our rationality and make us to surrender ourselves before God, and surrender ourselves rationality means to surrender our created functions before the Creator.
圣灵乃是攻克我们理性，以致我们真正能够来到降服那个创造我们理性的神。
So the truth that will be revealed by God and the truth in the Bible will dominate and will reign over our rationality.
因此，神所漠视启示的这个真理就能够成为我们这个理性的引导者。
基督徒的知识分子
，Christian intellectuals，
基督徒的科学家
，Christian scientists，
他研究万有得到正确答案的结果是归荣耀给上帝。
The correct result they have
敬拜神。
The correct result they have gathered from their study, they only take it to God and bow to God and worship God.
非基督徒的科学家
，The non-Christian scientists，
研究上帝所创的大自然，又就变成骄傲抵挡上帝。
When they study the universe, and also they become proud with that result and go against God.
我们怎么可以因为有非基督徒的人用理性抵挡上帝，我们就把理性丢掉呢
？How can we, because the non-Christian use the intellect to go against God and want to forsake our
rationality? 我们更当降服我们的理性，让它归顺超理性的真理的神。
But all the more, we want to submit our rationality to the God who supersedes our rationality.
这是基督徒与理性正常的关系。
And that is our Christian relationship with rationality.Which is normal.
自从尼托生以后
，Ever since Watchman Nee,
中国教会一部分所谓的属灵人就把思想当作不属灵的，因为他是魂里面不在灵里。
Some spiritual men in Chinese tradition would deem our thinking as a non-spiritual because it belongs to the soul.
许多的牧师，甚至在神学院教书的人都受这方面毒的影响。
And many of the pastors even teaching in the seminary have been poisoned by this thinking.
所以使基督教就失去了在文化里面。用最高的理性功能来荣耀上帝，来征服知识分子归向上帝的可能性。
So that we have lost the possibility of Christians to use the intellect to glorify God in culture.
And we cannot persuade and conquer the most intellectual people because we automatically, subconsciously had already put the rationality into the realm of soul, but not.Consider it as spiritual.
那我们也不能够这个说服那些最有知识或是有这个才干的这个人，因为我们已经把这个理智呢放在这个魂不属灵的方面去了。
这是教会的悲哀。
And that is the pity of the church.
而从另外一个极端来看
，from another extreme,
灵恩派的人就把理性又当作是不属灵的。
That charismatic also deem rationality as spiritual.
教会的活动就变成一种浮浮沉沉感情的模糊的盲从。
So that this church activity becomes something we so in.
所以不但不可能产生伟大的文化基督教的使命
，not only that cannot accomplish the great cultural mandate，
甚至占用理性好好明白真理的结晶也不能产生出来。
You know, even so, they cannot produce the right usage of rationality to interpret the Bible.
So, no charismatic and those emotional movement of Christian church can produce the first quality.Commentary of the Bible.
因此说，灵恩派所影响的不能够产生第一流的这个解经书。
我这些话可能对你讲是不大必要，是太早，或者对你们的程度是不适合的。
Maybe it is not up to your level for me to preach in such manner.
但我相信你们中间有一些很聪明的人听懂了，你就知道现在教会的危机在哪。
Maybe some of you are intelligent in the midst, you will know what kind of crisis the church is facing.
我绝对不妥协。
I will not compromise.
因为我知道我对21st century教会有怎么样的责任。
Because I know what kind of responsibility I have to the 21st century church.
那么就圣灵与思想的关系是什么
？So what's the relationship of this Holy Spirit and our thinking?
耶稣说
，Jesus says,
圣灵来了。
The Holy Spirit comes.
使你们想起
，So you will remember
我所讲的话。
What I've spoken.
所以圣灵是叫人回到圣经神的话。
So the Spirit guides us to go back to the Word of God in the Bible.
为什么许多极端灵恩运动的聚会都是不注重解经、不注重神的话
？Why say some of the extreme charismatic meetings do not emphasize on the Word of God?
当他们引用圣经的时候，都是为了要配合他们已经固定的错误的信仰。
When they quote the Bible, it's only for the proof texting what they have been wrong.
他不过是要 emphasize 他们已经错误的信仰。
And also want to emphasize what they are being wrong.
所以他们的解经，严格的把它考察分析的时候，都站不住脚。
So if you were to examine their interpretation rightly, they will not stand.
这是很可怜的事情。
It's beautiful.
耶稣基督说
Jesus says,
圣灵来了
The Holy Spirit comes.
要使你们想起我所讲的话
So that you will remember what I've spoken to you.
帮助你们的思想
To help you to think.
带回你们的思想
To guide your thinking.
忠于上帝已经启示的道
To be faithful to the word revealed by God.
忠于圣子已经给人的教训
And to be faithful to the teaching of the Holy Son.
这样你的思想回到真理的时候这个叫做你信仰归正的一个途径
So that when your thinking return back to the Bible which means your the faith return also to the right path
这是谁的工作
Whose work is that?
圣灵的工作
The work of Spirit
圣灵正面的引导思想
That is the guidance, positive guidance of Holy Spirit in our thinking
感谢上帝
Praise the Lord
每一个基督徒应当越听到越聪明
Every Christian should listen to the sermon and become more intelligent
越听到清思想越清楚
And more, become clearer in your mind
如果圣灵来叫人就倒下去就什么都不懂就傻里傻气
If Holy Spirit comes and you fall to the back and you become unconscious
你就应当严格的说那不是圣灵
You must say that that is not the Holy Spirit.
因为圣经没有这样的教导。
Because the Bible never teaches so.
第二样。
The second.
圣灵引导人的个性。
The Holy Spirit will guide our personality.
什么意思呢
？What do you mean?
保罗、彼得、雅各、约翰，他们的个性都是不一样。
What is Paul, James, John, and Peter? They are different in their characters.
那么被圣灵充满以后，彼得和保罗变成一样样吗
？So when they are filled by the Holy Spirit, does Paul and Peter look the same?
我被圣灵充满以后，我们变成一样样的。
So we are the same.
No. 彼得还是彼得。
Peter is Peter.
雅各还是雅各。
James is James.
约翰还是约翰。
John is John.
保罗还是保罗。
Paul is Paul.
为什么彼得被圣灵充满，他讲的道理多数提了盼望？
Why say when Peter is filled by the Holy Spirit, the preaching is that all on hope?
After being filled by Holy Spirit, why? Pauline epistles concerning faith is the most important.
为什么受圣灵充满之后，保罗他的书信呢，都是讲的盼望呢？
Why after being filled by Holy Spirit, guided by Him, and Saint John remain emphasized on love, more than faith and hope?
而约翰呢，却是受圣灵感动之后呢，强调是爱过于是这个啊信跟盼望。
你都被圣灵充满吗
？They are being filled by the Spirit.
应该一样样吗？
没有。
This is the same thing. No. 圣灵充满了以后
，After being filled by the Spirit,
每一个人的个性还是在个人的个性的基础上。
Every single one's personality or character will be the same.
所以你不要以为一圣灵充满，你倒我倒全部一样样。没有。
We don't feel that we are being filled by the Holy Spirit. We all act the same.
你研究彼得的希腊文构造。
When you study the Greek used by the Peter,
它的用词
the word that he used,
它的次序
and also the order,
文法的结构跟保罗是不一样
the grammatical structure is different from Paul.
这保罗被圣灵充满吗？
Paul filled by the Spirit, yes.
彼得被圣灵充满？
Is Peter being filled?
是。Yes. 为什么不一样？
Why different?
因为圣灵的引导是个性不同的。
Because the guide of the Holy Spirit is a guide according to the personalities.
这个跟被邪灵附着不一样。
So it is different from the possession by the evil spirit.
圣经从来没有讲圣灵附着一个人。
The Bible never said the Holy Spirit possess.
有没有啊？没有的。
No.
因为被附着，你的位格就没有自由行动。
Because when you are being possessed, your person is not having no freedom.
被附着，你的理性就模糊了。
And you are being possessed and you lose your mind.
被附着你的感情是沸腾起来 boiling.
When you are being possessed, your emotion is boiling.
被附着的时候你的意志就被动了。
And also your volition is being passive.
但是在被圣灵引导的时候
But when you are guided by the Holy Spirit,
你的理智是清醒的。
Your mind is clear.
圣灵引导你思想上帝的话。
Because the Holy Spirit guides you so you don't think of the word of God.
圣灵引导你有上帝圣洁的爱充满。
So that when you are filled by the Holy Spirit, you have the love of God filling you.
圣灵引导你知道自己的限制，顺服在神的宝座前。
So the guidance of the Holy Spirit to allow you to see your finiteness, you want to submit yourself to the guidance of God.
每个人个性就在圣灵引导之下发展到最美好的地步。
So your personality is being guided by the Holy Spirit, so that it comes to maximization.
你不能说因为被圣灵引导，我就变成一个死板板的人。
You want to say that after I've been filled by the Holy Spirit, I become the one who's passive.
圣灵引导 temperament.
The Holy Spirit guide our temperament.
如果你的性格本来是 sanguine,
if your temperament is sanguine,
爱动
like to,
容易相信，
容易 easily
表情
express easily,
容易盼望，容易悲伤的
easily sad.
你得救以后
after you say,
圣灵照样用你原有的个性。
He will continue to use your same temperament.
把你带到最美的地方。
and maximize it.
有的人的个性是 melancholic,
some are melancholic,
很忧郁的，什么东西是想真的吗？是吗？大概不会的，啊，大概不是的。
Why you wanna be so?
总是忧郁。
And then,
总是怀疑
skeptical.
那么得救了以后呢
After you have saved,
上帝照样尊重你的个性
God will respect your temperament
但是使你怀疑应当怀疑的 but, 不怀疑不应当怀疑
But only to be skeptical what is to be skeptical
你从前什么都怀疑
In the past you are skeptical of all things
照圣灵的引导怀疑当怀疑的 Stop
But now with the guidance of the Holy Spirit is skeptical to what that should be skeptical
如果你的个性是 choleric
If you are choleric
一不做二不休有仇必报
That you want to do everything according to your powers, impulse.
意志坚强
And so you are very firm in your determination.
做好人做到底
And you want to be a good man to the end.
死也不回头
And also you want to return unto death.
恨人恨入骨
And you want to hate people so
boldly. 那么你现在得救了又怎么样呢
And after you say,
上帝就叫你恨当恨的不可以恨不当恨
God will want you to hate what you should hate, not to hate what you shouldn't hate.
你的个性是慢慢来但是做得很清楚
If you are very slow but clear,
圣灵充满你就不会快快来，还是慢慢来。
And when it fills you, you will not be at a good pace.
但是你应当忍耐的你才慢，不当忍耐你就快。
But you should be patient on what you should be patient.
这个叫做圣灵的引导。
That is called the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
宗教是控制人格的。
Religion only but to control our temperament.
患难是训练人格的。
And also but the
tribulation.
And tribulation but to train our temperament.
遗传是传着人格的。
And all those that heritage will also inherit our temperament.
环境是可以改变一些人格。
And the surrounding will change our temperament.
但是呢，圣灵是引导人格。
But the Holy Spirit guides our temperament.
你说主啊，我很多嘴。
You say, Lord, I talk too much.
求你圣灵引导我，把我的嘴封起来吧。
So that I can seal my lips.
我告诉你，你得救以后。
After we say,
被圣灵充满以后
you feel by the Holy Spirit,
继续多嘴巴
continue to be talkative,
不要紧
never mind、
啊、你说真的吗
你是
这样这样我做基督就比较容易了
因
为我本来很爱讲话的
talkative,
你从前多嘴继续多嘴
continue to be talkative,
从前多嘴骂人
in the past, talkative to scold people,
现在继续多嘴
continue to be talkative,
多嘴传福音
you preach the gospel,
很好嘛，对不对
？That's good。
所以圣灵的引导不是叫你变成傻瓜，不是的。
And the Holy Spirit wants to seal your lips。
你脾气很硬
，You're very firm。
你现在信主了，
那也不
圣灵引导了
，The Holy Spirit guides you。
不必改
，Don't change。
你照样很硬
，And 肯定是 hard hard。
唐牧师，你有没有搞错啊
？I'm wrong。
从来没有牧师像你这样讲道的。
No pastor preaches man。
硬吧
，Can it be hard？
你从前向上的硬
，Your heart to God，
现在得救了，圣灵引导你了
，The Holy Spirit guides you。
你很硬。
Your heart.
你就对魔鬼硬就好了吗
Your heart harder to say
还是一样的硬
肯定就变 hard harder
不是对上帝硬
Not to God
对魔鬼硬
But to Satan
好不好所以有一些人说你还没有悔改你还是这样硬
Some people say you are not repented yet you're still hard harder
害他自卑感
So they feel
he 害他不敢做基督徒
So he doesn't want to get
不是他错是你错
Not that he's wrong but you're wrong
你让他一直硬好了
He continue to be hard harder
像神硬现在像鬼硬
In the past you're hard harder to God but now to Satan
从前像好硬现在像坏硬
In the past you're hard harder to goodness but now to evil
世界上需要硬人
In the world needs these hard harder people
大家说世界上需要硬人教会复兴需要硬人大家说教会复兴需要硬人受伤就多么硬你看
受伤的时候 hard hard
所以魔鬼就软了
and so Satan suffered
因为他很硬嘛
because hard hard
这个有的人很多嘴像我一直讲讲不完
的人 like me so talkative like me
但我和你不一样你每次讲多嘴不知道讲些什么
you're talkative you know what you're speaking
我讲的可以变成书的
what I spoke can become book
而且人家还要买的
and people want to buy
所以你要讲些什么
So what I was talking
个性圣灵引导第一圣灵引导你的思想
Your thinking
第二
The second
引导你的个性
Your temperament
第三
The third
引导你的生活方式
Your style of living
啊，注意啊每一个人不一样的
Everybody is different
有的人呢十八岁穿八十岁的衣服
Some when I'm 18 they dress like 18
那他说我很属灵
He says being spiritual
我像主一样的
Like the Lord
有的人八十岁头发像鸟巢
that AP was yet there, this had like a nest of
birds. 他以为自己十四岁。
They thought they're 14.
那么圣灵引导你的时候呢？
When Holy Spirit guides you,
你的生活方式
your lifestyle
就有些改变了。
There was some change.
但是呢？
But
每一个人不一样。
Everybody is different.
不要勉强别人。
Do not force on others.
不可以讲，不可以讲，不可以讲。
They cannot do this or that or that.
你在新加坡有一对很好的基督徒的家庭。
You know, Singapore has a very good Christian home or parent.
这孩子严格的不得了。
And very strict to the children.
这个女孩子啊
，this girl
从小在主的时候
，and in Sunday school,
在教会，在
吃饭，
严格的不得了。
Very strict.
一直要这样。
They must do it the way, the way, and come up first every time.
难道到美国去
？When she goes to state,
松了没有人管的。
Nobody control her.
她破世界纪录。
She broke the record.
在
world record
几个钟头里面跟100个男人发生关系。
In within a few hours, he have intercourse with more than 100 people.
他的父母是新加坡教会的执事啊。
And the parents are the deacon of the church.
太严格了。
Too strict.
结果反感了。
So, regular response.
就变成说 reaction.
It's a reaction to her.
你要你家孩子每天一定要做家庭礼拜，一定要祷告，跪在那边。你是制造。无神论者，你知道。
So if you force your children to have a prayer every day and to have a home worship every day, actually you are creating atheists.
因为他去反对上帝，反对你就反抗，没有人可以帮助他。
So later on they become anti-Christianity and no one can help.
那你说教宗也不对，那你说怎么办呢？
So it's wrong this way or that way. What are we going to do?
你不可以。